by the rulers of his time. In Luke chapter 13, Jesus is challenged by the Pharisees about working on the Sabbath. In Luke chapter 13, verse 14, "But the synagogue official, indignant because God had healed on the Sabbath, began saying to the crowd in response, 'There are 6 days in which to do work. So come during them and get healed, and not on the Sabbath day.'" The Pharisees had perverted the Sabbath. It was never meant to be a day of non-activity, a day of being lazy would be maybe a modern word we'd use. It was a day of resting from our toils that we experienced in the other 6 days of the week. Jesus gets right to the point when he confronts the Pharisees after he heals the man with the shriveled hand. In Luke chapter 6, verse 9, and Jesus says to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save a life or to destroy it?" Christians today are no longer under the obligation of following the Sabbath like a law, like a set of rules, because we no longer are under the law, but under grace. As Paul writes in 2 Colossians, verses 16 and 17, "Therefore, no one is to act as your judge in regard to food or drink, in respect to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath day, things which are a mere shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ." Christ became our Sabbath rest. The rule is fulfilled. However, the rhythm of work and rest still exists from creation. This is the whole problem with the Sabbath. How do we follow this principle without becoming legalistic? How do we maintain not only the rhythm of 6 days of work and 1 day of rest, but how do we rest in Christ, who is our Sabbath, without setting up a whole set of rules and regulations and do's and don'ts? So if you were hoping this morning that I would bring forth a set of this is what a Sabbath should be and this is what you should do and shouldn't do, I'm sorry, I'm going to disappoint you. So what is this rhythm? The rhythm is we work for 6 days, and on that seventh day we rest. There is also a spiritual rest, which is the rest of the Sabbath. This is where we enter into a relationship with God. Let's look at what happens when we don't rest. If we just blow this whole thing off and say, what's the harm? Do I really need to take a day off? I've got work to do. I've got things around the house that need to be taken care of. But what really happens if I don't take that rest, both a physical rest and a spiritual rest? Well, if we look back at a little bit of history, there's some very interesting information that was brought out in this book that Pastor Scott and I were reading through. In it, he talks about how years ago, the French, trying to become a more economically productive, competitive country, decided that they were going to change their work schedule to working 11 days and then taking a day off. Their productivity fell drastically. In fact, over time, they actually determined that the optimal schedule for we as people is to work 6 days and to rest one. It's amazing how long it takes science and humans to determine what God has given us in his book and gave it to us at the very beginning of creation. An interesting fact as well, the Seventh-day Adventists, which take an entire day off, that is part of their routine, and some may say, well, they've become very legalistic about it. That may be as well, but they still have the overriding principle of the Sabbath rest. On average, Seventh-day Adventists live 10 years longer than the general population here in America. So in a nutshell, we were made from creation to take a day off. Let me just bring this to a very, very practical point. As I somewhat, not jokingly, but very seriously, talked about, I am a workaholic. At Inova Hospital, right here down in Lansdowne, they have a cardiac rehab session that starts at 6:30 in the morning, Monday through Friday. This is for folks that are recovering from a heart attack. This early morning group has been nicknamed the Young Gunners Club. Why? Because almost everybody in it is under the age of 55. And if you were to see this group of 12, almost all men, sitting in a restaurant or any other place, you'd be like, oh, they're normal guys, they're middle-aged, no big deal. But they're not. And how do I know this? Well, back in July of 2018, I had a heart attack. And the cardiologist I saw after the event said, well, there's four potential reasons why you probably had this heart attack. First one was, are you a diabetic? I said, nope, I am not a diabetic. Okay. Family history. Nope, no one in my family, grandparents, parents, siblings, aunts, uncles, nothing. Nobody has had any type of heart problem history at all. Okay, well, it's not that one. And the third one was high cholesterol. Nope, your blood work shows your cholesterol is good. So the fourth and final one. So, is your life full of stress and are you overworked? My wife, Marion, who I will say somewhat thankfully is not here this morning. Because when the doctor said that, I did not have to answer that question. Because my wife burst out laughing and said, oh yes, he is. So again, I'm speaking from a person who has not known how to rest. So again, please join me on the journey. So moving on to the next section. So we just talked about what is the Sabbath. Now we're into when is the Sabbath. So with all this information, there does seem to be a very valid reason for a Sabbath, a day of rest. But I'm going to emphasize that there's a physical rest and there is a spiritual rest. There is the rhyme and there's the rules. But what day is the Sabbath? I think most of us would consider Sunday to be the Sabbath. You know, that was established in the early church to be on Sunday morning. They would gather. But even in the early church, they struggled with when is the Sabbath, because the Jews had the Saturday as their Sabbath, and Christ was raised on Sunday morning, and that is when the early church. So clear way back at the beginning of the church history, there's been this struggle of what day is the Sabbath. But if we stick to a strict day of the week, are we then saying folks like Pastor Scott and Pastor Tom, or healthcare professionals that work on Sunday, or anyone else who has a job that requires work on a Sunday, are we saying that they would be breaking the Sabbath if we say Sunday is a Sabbath? It sure sounds like a lot of rules to me and not grace. I have come to realize that a Sabbath is not a specific day, but it is a habit that we set out to say we're going to physically rest and to set a specific time aside to spend time with God, to celebrate, to rest in God into the Sabbath. It might be a couple hours each day. It might be a whole day. The key is to take a Sabbath rest to celebrate God's goodness. If we are no longer under the law, then why even talk about a Sabbath? The writer in Hebrews speaks of the Sabbath rest for the people of God. In Hebrews chapter 4, we read, "So there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his work, as God did from his. Therefore, let us be diligent to enter that rest, so that no one will fall, though following the same examples of disobedience." So, we have a day of physical rest, that rhythm that was set in creation. but we also have the spiritual rest in God, not rules, but to delight in Him. So if you were hoping I would say a specific day or a specific time, nope. It's where does God call you to have that time of physical rest? Now, what is meant by a spiritual rest? How do we do a spiritual Sabbath rest? Is it vegging out, sitting there and doing nothing, maybe watching some TV or watching some sports on TVs, maybe even getting into a Zen pose and just meditating? The answer is not the same for all of us. This is where trying to set out boundaries quickly turns into rules. Is it working hard for God on your Sabbath? Some may say, I certainly have said, that my Sabbath is doing God's work for the church. I do this or that. I use my Sunday to get the Lord's work done. I have had the same mindset. It is the Lord's work I'm doing. It's not my day job. It's not even tending things around the house. It's the Lord's work. So don't I need time to just be with God, though? I am doing His work, so that is what I will do. Let me rephrase that just a little bit. I, Mike Clark, am so important to God's work that I don't have time to take a Sabbath and to worship my God and to obey His word and to rest. When I say it like that, it's very, very arrogant. God is the creator and sustainer of the world. He is the one who has called us into a rest, and He will accomplish His will with or without me. I need to obey. I need to worship my God. For me, probably the best time in my life that I can recall of seeing God and having a Sabbath rest was when I was in college. Now, some of you may be going, really? Yes, I went out to Purdue University and I got a degree in electrical engineering. So not the easiest classes in the world. But while I was out there, the pastor of my home church knew the pastor of a church that was about 30 miles away from campus. And he set up the opportunity for a young man by the name of Tim to pick me up at my dorm and then my apartment while I was out at Purdue going to school. It was about a 30-35 minute drive from campus out to church. So Tim and I spent that time in the morning catching up with each other, finding out how his week had gone, where his struggles were, where his praises were, and likewise, he asked those same questions to me. So we had this wonderful 30-minute or so drive out to the church building, just catching up and fellowshipping with each other. Then the day moved on to Sunday school and then worship service. And then probably the best part of the day started, which was then time where I was invited, and Tim, over to folks' house to celebrate lunch with them, to get to know their family better. They got to know me. And the best part of it was we spent the day in fellowship. Then the evening came about, and we had a small group, and about 8:30 in the evening, the small groups would break up, and Tim and I would head back to campus. He would drop me off, and in that ride again, we would talk about the day and what was ahead. He'd ask me what types of classes or tests I had coming up, and it was just this wonderful, wonderful time of just spending with God's people and with God. At the time, I didn't really think about that as being a Sabbath rest, but looking back, it is a great example. And so in college, yeah, there's a lot of homework, a lot of papers to write, a lot of tests to take, as those who are in high school and college are well aware of. But God provided that time. But then what happens? What happened to me? What happens to all of us? Well, life happens, responsibilities pile in. Got married, had kids, had a house that I now needed to maintain. Just all these responsibilities get piled up. And you quickly, or at least I did, I quickly lost that balance between work and rest. God has invited us to celebrate with Him our relationship, to bask in His love. He has invited us to get to know Him better. How much easier is it to get to know someone when you spend quality, uninterrupted time with that person? And that's what God wants for us. He wants us to work hard for 6 days, but then He wants us to rest in our work, to rest in Him. Now, it may be that your physical seventh day is not on a Sunday or a Monday. It may be spread out across the week, but it is that intentional time to spend with God. God has invited us through the death and resurrection of His Son to have a personal relationship with Him. God is perfect. God is holy. He is loving. He is just. I am a sinner. God, as we know, cannot look at sin, but He provided the means to enter into a relationship with Him through the cross. God has invited us to join Him in the spiritual Sabbath rest. Do we not want to know God and Jesus deeply? Yes, we have all eternity to get to know God. But here, in this short time we live here, this is where we build our foundation of how deeply we will fellowship with God and worship Him in heaven. It is a gift of salvation that draws us into this spiritual rest. Let me just talk kind of very practically as well. Our son Matt, he's 26 years old. He got married, standing right up here actually, about 4 weeks ago. But that just didn't spontaneously happen. He spent quality time getting to know his future wife. He set time aside to get to know her, to know what her likes are, what her dreams are, what her goals are. If we can spend so much time getting to know our spouse or our best friend, do we not owe the one who redeemed us to be His children even more time and attention? Where can I remove yourself from the day-to-day activities and connect with God? Maybe you're like me. I find time tending a garden relaxing and refreshing. I spend time weeding and tending the garden, and during that time, I spend it thinking about God. I think about God's provision for us, the fact that I can grow vegetables, not vegetating, but growing vegetables. And that time of weeding, especially those stubborn like dandelion weeds that get down deep, it reminds us just how deep sin is in the world. And so I spend time weeding so that because it's a time that clears my mind and I can focus on God. I'm sure some of you are sitting out there thinking, weeding? No, that is the last thing I want to do. That is not relaxing, it is not enjoying, and I am not going to be focused on God. And that's good, because God has made each of us differently. For you, it might be taking a hike, or maybe going out and taking a canoe trip, or reading an inspirational book, or maybe journaling. I, for one, am not somebody who journals. I enjoy weeding. I do not enjoy journaling. But I know a number of people do enjoy journaling. It helps them to reflect on God's working in their life. And so whatever that is, use that. Spend that quality time to get to know God and to be with God. So there is no one-size answer to what is a Sabbath rest. Rest on the Sabbath is not a to-do or not to do. So, to kind of get to the end here, I volunteered to talk this morning about the Sabbath for a very, very specific reason. I am a driven person. Even Pastor Scott called me a workaholic last week. I needed to repent, and I needed to obey the Sabbath rest. I need to make a biblical Sabbath rest part of my worship of God. I challenge you, as Scott challenged me, to start by setting aside just 1 hour a week. Start by resting in God. As Sunday is one of the only times I can celebrate the Sabbath, and probably for most of us as well, I need to become more intentional in not conducting church business on Sunday mornings. Again, I'm somewhat glad my wife's not here because she spends time helping me to do this. I will use the word she nags me. And she asks me, she invites me to come into worship because there are many Sundays that I have not made it into the worship service at the start of it. I've got folks that want to ask me some questions, and I answer the questions. I may be the person who engages the conversation about doing the church work on a Sunday morning. I know Sunday mornings is one of the very few times that we see each other, and it's very tempting to just do church work. Some work on Sunday, and that is completely good. If your Sabbath is another day, it's Pastor Scott, Pastor Tom's, and a number of folks that volunteer and work here, their Sabbath is another time. That is good. I am not saying not to conduct church business, but if your time to worship God is this time on Sunday, then please, please focus on that and not on church business. A lot of us work and go to school on Monday through Friday. And Saturdays are usually filled with taking care of things around the house, helping with kids' activities, full of lots of activities. And Sundays is that time to celebrate. And so, okay, this is where Mike Clark gets himself into a tad bit of trouble, which, okay, I'm kind of used to doing that. I have a challenge for our elders. I am asking our elders to consider moving our business meetings away from Sundays. We had our annual meeting, our annual church meeting this past Sunday. And for me, that was not a Sabbath rest Sunday. I had the opportunity to set up for the chili cook-off immediately after the service and then helped get it organized. I had a number of other folks that helped as well. But for me, when I got to the end of the day, I could not look at myself in a mirror and say, oh yeah, Sunday was a great restful Sabbath day. I did God's work. No, I could not. I did take Tuesday as a time for my Sabbath this past week. So, in closing, we each need to obey and to worship God through a Sabbath rest each week. That is a rhythm. Having a Sabbath rest through quiet time to be with our God, to build the relationship that will last through all eternity, with our focus on His grace, not rules. God has called us into a relationship with Him. He desires to spend quality time with us. He built us to rest once a week, and He has called us into a relationship to celebrate that relationship all the time. Where can you find times and places to celebrate being with God? Shall we pray? Our God, our Father, you are the Lord of the Sabbath. Lord, we just thank you and praise you that you, through all of history, orchestrated all things to call us to be your children. We are not slaves. We are not those that are under oppression, but yet you have called us into a relationship to be sons and daughters of the Most High. Lord, I pray as we move forward from this time that each of us would look at our calendars, that we would be as purposeful in setting time to be with you, to get to know you, to study your word, to just reflect on all of your goodness and blessings that you have poured upon us, that, Lord, we would become more intentional in keeping a Sabbath rest. We ask this all in Christ's name. Amen.